Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Bart Winkler. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Waukesha West grad, Wisconsin Badger alum, and now Cleveland Brown linebacker Joe Schobert will be back in the state a little bit. He's got a football camp coming up. We'll have details on that, the second annual. Joe Schobert joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Broadway Joe, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very good, man. Some lofty praise already comparing him to Joe Namath.
Oh, Broadway Joe.
Yes. Well,
why not?
Wow, okay. Joe, man, you were there when the Browns were at their lowest low, when they went 0-16. In fact, I think you were a Pro Bowler that year. How does it feel that the Browns, now that you know, you've been there through the bad part, now you're starting to see some of the fruits of all the hard work you put in with that organization, and you know the team is actually ascending?
Yeah, obviously that's not why you get into athletics, is to go a whole season without winning a game. So that was really hard. But all the guys, I think everybody's gotten a little bit older, gotten a little more experienced. We've been a young team the last 3 or 4 years. So just to see everybody kind of turn a corner a little bit last year, lead us on a close to 500 season, just the feeling in the building was so much better than the year before. And then I think coming into this year with all the acquisitions we've made, all the work everybody's been putting in and gaining experience, is there's no telling how far we could go next year.
This might sound stupid, it probably will, but when it's draft day with the draft coming up and, you know, you want to be drafted and, you know, there's teams on the board, is there any part of you that is hoping certain teams don't take you, like when Cleveland's on the clock and they need you and select you, or do you just get me into the league and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, not really. I think there's only like two teams that I didn't really feel a lot they're well going to, and they just rubbed me in the wrong way, I think, either in the pre-draft process or doing something. I think it was the Jaguars and the Titans. And I don't know why. Like, I have nothing against them now. They're both great teams. Jaguars defense would be a lot of fun to play in. But, like, in the pre-draft process, just leading up to it, for some reason, I was just like, I don't really know if I'd want to go there. But I remember talking to Cleveland people before and watching some of the stuff. And obviously, that was before they went. That was before we went 1-15 and 0-16. So they had some decent years. They had some exciting stuff. They had the Johnny football fiasco, but it seemed like an organization that I would be good with. Very similar to Milwaukee in terms of living environment as well, so it's pretty comfortable to be there. But mostly it's just get into the league, see what we can do when we get there.
Well, what did those two teams do? What did Tennessee and Jacksonville do that turned you off in those meetings?
I don't really remember. I just think the way that whoever I met with, I don't even remember who it was. If it was a scout or a coach or something, just kind of seemed indifferent or didn't really care, didn't really think too much of me in the pre-draft process. So it was just like, oh, I'll go somewhere where I'm wanted.
Joe Schobert joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's going to have his second annual football camp at Waukesha West. We'll have more details on that. It's July 13th on a Saturday. You can get the link for that on our Twitter account at 105.7 FM The Fan. That is up now, and we'll give you some more details here momentarily. With Cleveland, you say it's a little similar to Milwaukee. You obviously grew up Waukesha West. Are you still like, you see that there's a lot of success going on back here with the Brewers and Bucks and stuff and whatever's going on in Green Bay? We don't have to talk about that. But are you still like invested in some of these teams? I'm assuming you were a Buck and Brewer fan your whole life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's fun to follow the team, especially the Bucks, now that they've been successful for the last couple of years. It's been totally different since I can remember watching them in the early 2000s. I think the earliest memories I have is Ray Allen and Derek Mason are on the team, and then where we were pretty successful. And then after that, it was just a long haul of barely making the playoffs, if we did, in the Eastern Conference, like under 500 or not making the playoffs at all. So that's kind of rough. So now that they're not taking the league over, it's really exciting to watch, and hopefully they can go all the way this year.
You're not one of those guys that, like, You go to Cleveland, so you start wearing Indian stuff and stuff like that.
No, not 100%, but I mean, it is your fellow professionals at like the same level, just kind of crosstown clubs. So
yeah, I guess you know the guys and stuff.
Yeah,
the Indians are AL and the Brewers are NL, so you can have both sides.
Yeah. And the Cavs are terrible and the Bucks aren't.
And you got to play to the fans there too a little bit.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean the Cavs were fun to watch when LeBron was there, but I never actually went to a game. I don't think while he was there because the ticket prices were so expensive. So I was watching on TV. It's fun to watch. They had a lot of good games, but I was always cheering for the Bucks.
I see you like the golf. How did you develop that interest? A linebacker, I bet you hit the ball a long ways. I mean, and how often do you do it?
Yeah, I think in college, or right at the end of high school, I probably started golfing for the first time and was not very good, but I always enjoyed watching it on TV because I like watching sports on TV that I can't do because everybody makes it look so easy, and then you go out and you try to golf and you hit the ball 15 yards straight to the right on a drive because you barely touched the ball. So
yeah.
It was fun to get out and keep practicing, and then eventually you hit one good shot, and you're like, oh, maybe I can do that again. And then you don't, but there's just a lot of progress, a lot of stuff like that. And in college, a bunch of my friends like Joel Stave, Alex Erickson, and I would go golfing all the time on weekends. And now in the off seasons, I go probably once a week, more twice a week sometimes in the summer.
Okay, what do you shoot normally?
We won't talk about that. Now, if I can break 90, if I can break 90 consistently over a course of a summer, it'll be a good summer this year, I think.
Do you think it's like one of those things, if you golfed every day, you would get better and you would, I mean, I don't even know. Do you take lessons at all?
I just started this year. Yeah. Before that, I really never had. So hopefully it'll help a little bit, but it's just, I don't try to crush the ball either anymore. I do sometimes, but if I try to crush the ball, one out of every 10 times it'll go straight, but every other time it'll go 100 yards to the right or something like that. So now I just try to keep it nice and simple, just make my way down the fairway and or at least close to the fairway with swinging nice and easy swings.
From Waukesha West to the Badgers to the Browns, Joe Schobert joining us here on Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Draft coming up soon. I want to talk a little bit about that process, but do want to make sure we mention that your football camp is coming up. Speaking of taking lessons, who better to learn from than Joe Schobert? Saturday, July 13th from 1 to 8, Waukesha West. We've got the sign-up link at our Twitter account. You can also Google 105.7 FM The Fan for Twitter. Tell us a little bit about this camp, how people can sign up, and what really you focus on when people come, kids come to the camp.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was our first year putting it on. Like you said, there's two sessions. There's from 1 to 4 is youth campers, and from 5 to 8 is high schoolers. So there's really something for everybody. And then last year we had a bunch of my former teammates, and we're going to have some more this year. None of them this year are confirmed yet, but like a list of last year's, Joel Stave was helping with quarterbacks. Alex Erickson, current wide receiver for Cincinnati Bengals, was helping with the wide receivers. Dare Ogunbowale, who's a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, helped out with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And then we had some more people, D-line, Nick Hayden, who went to Arrowhead and played in the league for 6 years. Joel Nellis, who I think now is the head coach for Brookfield Central. He played for the Badgers in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, helped with tight ends. And then we had some of my former roommates and offensive linemen like Trent Denlinger and Connor Udelhoven helped with the offensive line and long snappers and stuff like that. So I think I was really proud last year. We had a lot of guys who I used to play with, good friends, old teammates, even people who I don't talk to that much just showed up and helped out, and I think was able to help the kids really specifically, especially in the high school session with individual position drills to get better and to learn something that they hopefully could take to their game coming in the fall.
Camp will be at Waukesha West, and every penny of the registration goes back to the football team, to youth football, to the Waukesha West Booster Club. How connected are you still? I mean, this camp's obviously huge, but how connected are you still with everybody at Waukesha West?
Yeah, especially Coach Rex and the whole coaching staff, they're still there, which is awesome. They've been there since 2000. The consistency, I think, is a huge part of the reason why we have a successful football program every year. And obviously, I'm still connected with them because they were my coaches in high school. I can still talk to them, and they come I think it was on average like once a year down to a game in Cleveland. So I get to hang out with them down there and they get to watch me play still. So yeah, I'm very connected with those guys. And like you said, all the donations, all the price for camp, everything goes back to, I try to split it 50-50 with the booster club and then the Waukesha youth football. And so it's not just West that's getting money in the youth football. It's West, North, and South youth programs. So everybody around the whole city of Waukesha can benefit from it.
The Badgers coming up this year. Jonathan Taylor's back. He's going to be a Heisman candidate. What are your expectations of the program coming up here? How do you see it?
Yeah, I think this is going to be an exciting year. Obviously, with the offense, Jonathan Taylor coming back, like you said, is a proven workload, workhorse. He's going to be fine. Offensive line always pump out good guys, and I think the guys who are there now, obviously a couple of them have left, but there's always guys who can step in, and hopefully they step up and can create good lanes for Jonathan and then also protect the quarterback, whoever ends up starting. I think that's going to be the biggest key to the season is the quarterback play, whoever ends up starting. I know you got that new true freshman kid who's supposed to be a five-star recruit, I think. Hopefully he can develop, but if it's not his year, I mean, he's got talent. Hopefully he can wait and play in the future. And then the defense, I got a lot of faith in Coach Leonard. He'll figure out something to do. We got some young and guys who got experience last year who can hopefully step up and keep the kind of tradition, the recent tradition of Wisconsin defense being lights out.
Talking with Joe Schobert, so you go from Waukesha West, where, again, you have the football camp coming up this summer that will be on July 13th. We've got the details tweeted out, 105.7 FM, The Fan, then to Wisconsin, and then that jump from college to the pros. What's that like when you declare and when you know you're going to the draft and combines and teams have months, it's almost too long, to really dissect like every single thing about your game. And it's, you know, it's like a job interview where people are going to decide if they're going to hire you or not. But it's not just that. It's a whole industry, and it's fans, and it's talk shows, and everyone's dissecting everything of your game. Is there something when you look back that you wish that whole process could be improved upon? What is that like to be somebody who essentially is like a cut of meat that is waiting to get selected by a team in the pros?
Yeah, definitely. I just think it should be a little shorter, would be in a perfect world. But I suppose the NFL teams have to do their due diligence, and there's a lot of prospects every year that are coming out. So it's just they need to take their time. But, I mean, that's probably the longest couple of months. You're just working out, kind of waiting. You have no clue. Literally for three and a half months, actually 4.5 months, you're just sitting there after the season's over and working out, waiting. And then all of a sudden, one day, you can be, boom, you can end up in San Francisco. You can end up in New York. You can end up in Florida. You have no idea where your life's going to take you next, where you're going to be living. And that's totally different than college because you get to pick your college to a certain extent if you get scholarship offers and whatnot. But in the NFL, you have no idea. They just choose you. That's where you go and live. It's kind of a little culture shock, or it can be for some people. And then the NFL game is just kind of a step up from college in that regard. So you're just waiting and trying to figure out if you can make it.
Are you guys throwing around Super Bowl at all when you guys talk? I mean, playoffs would be a big step for Cleveland, but I mean, the offense that you guys have, the defense is very solid. You're a big part of that. I mean, where are your internal expectations for the Browns?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a competitor and in the NFL, the only real goal for every season is to win a Super Bowl. So if you're not talking about a Super Bowl and the off-season program and what your goals for the season are, you're probably not in it for the right reasons, because that's a team game, and that's the one thing at the end of the year that can determine if your season was the best it could have been. So we keep saying, especially in our defensive meeting room, we have long-term goals and short-term goals. And like our long-term goals on the board are the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And the shorter-term goals are winning AFC North matchup games and then win each and every day that you're out there competing. So we definitely talk about the Super Bowl. We definitely talk about the playoffs. And if we can accomplish even the playoffs for the city of Cleveland, everybody's going to be going insane. And if we win a Super Bowl, I don't think the city of Cleveland will last very long after that.
Yeah, that free sign is going to come down, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to be smashed. And that'll be fun. To see a home game for Cleveland in the playoffs would be fun to see all over the country. Joe Schobert joining us, Waukesha West, again to the Badgers, and then now with the Cleveland Browns. You can check out his football camp July 13th. Proceeds go right back to football in Waukesha, and we've tweeted out that link at 105.7 FM. The Fan. We appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Good luck with the camp. Good luck with the Browns, and we hope to talk soon, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.